Hello, listeners. Jordan here. I just want to let you know that you can listen to Nighttime early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You are listening to the Nighttime Podcast.
Hello, listeners. I've got something a little different for you tonight. If you've been following my Keep Canada Weird series, or for that matter, the mainstream Canadian news, you've probably heard the story of the teaching assistant in Vancouver named Kristen McDonald that found herself in the center of controversy. Actually, the name Kristen may not stand out because it's not necessarily Kristen McDonald that created the big stir. All the fuss surrounds Kristen's alter ego. See, when Kristen McDonald isn't being Kristen McDonald, she becomes Ava James, a barely dressed, large-breasted blonde bombshell who shows almost all of it off on her OnlyFans account. And the school board she works for is certainly not hot for teacher.
At a secondary school in the Coquitlam School District, she is known as Kristen McDonald, a teaching assistant. Online, she's Ava James, a content creator, where she's posted pictures of herself on Instagram, TikTok, and in her own words, even spicier content on the subscription service OnlyFans.
Spicy, like, there's some nudity, for sure.
But School District 43 has become aware of these images and has told McDonald they must all come down because her job is on the line.
I know there's people that disagree with what I'm doing.
The single mom says she created the OnlyFans site to supplement her income because she doesn't make enough money working as an education assistant. She's been in touch with her union and says she has no intention of taking any of this down.
I mean, you could lose your job over this.
I could.
When I heard this news story, I almost couldn't look away. Both sides of the issue are passionate in their position. On one hand, you have the school board, and assumedly so, a segment of parents who believe that Ava James's explicit offerings are in breach of the code of conduct requirement that staff act appropriately on social media. And then you have Ava James's many supporters around the world who believes it's her right to choose what she does with her body from the comfort of her own home and behind a paid subscription service. Now, in the prior Keep Canada Weird episode, my co-host Aaron and I gave our thoughts on this situation, but I wanted you to hear directly from the source of the controversy. In tonight's episode, I'm going to have a discussion with Kristen McDonald and Ava James, if they even are two separate people. Let's get into it. Kristen, I'm so happy you found the time to chat with me. I'm sure your day today and probably yesterday has been incredibly busy. Am I understating that? Is it nuts in your world with everything that's going on?
It's certainly been a tad crazy.
Yeah. Did this all start today? Like, I here in Nova Scotia where I am, I first saw the articles about, you know, teacher forced to resign because of OnlyFans or losing her job, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just today that the news struck really in Nova Scotia. For you, was it today really that it went down, or has this been brewing for a little while?
No, it's been brewing. So I had spine surgery on April 24th, and I was actually recovering. I was in bed, hopped up on lots of painkillers from surgery on April 28th. Mm-hmm. And I received a text message from somebody from the union being like, you need to call the union president right away. Exclamation point. And I woke up and I was like, that doesn't sound good.
No.
So I opened my work email, and there was my letter saying that, you know, we're concerned about the activities you're participating in online as Ava James, and you need to stop Like, you need to take down all your Ava James socials.
Wow. Okay. So for people who haven't read the article yet, Kristen is a, in Nova Scotia, we would call it an EPA, which is like an education program assistant. I think in Vancouver, British Columbia, where you are, your job title would be a teacher's assistant. Is that right?
No, it would be an education assistant.
Okay. An EA. And what,
yes.
So you work for your day job supporting, like, I guess like the children with different needs in the classroom, and just supporting the teacher trying to deliver whatever material she's delivering or he or she's delivering. Is that, am
yes,
I understanding?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in the evenings and weekends, and when you're not doing that job,
yeah,
you create content on OnlyFans using an alias, Ava James.
That I do.
Okay, so it's a simple enough story, but I'm assuming up, yeah, until this point, you've kept those two worlds separately intentionally. Did you,
absolutely.
You get this call from saying, you know, call the union leader right away. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, was there ever an indication that those two lives of Kristen and Ava were going to intersect?
I did hear some rumors that some coworkers came across a TikTok.
Okay.
By Ava.
Okay.
And Ava, she likes to do her TikToks in bikinis. So I think they had a problem with that.
Okay.
Or anyways, and I mean, it's like anything else, people talk, right? And so I did get a little bit of wind that something may have gotten out or somebody saw something.
Okay. The article that I read made it sound as if it was like a complaint that led to this. Do you have any, like, I don't know if you could even say, but do you know what exactly led to the union coming to you? If you can say.
Well, it was the school district, right? Mm. I'm backed by the union. They're very supportive.
Good.
The initial letter that I got would indicate that there was a written complaint by a student.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
But I mean, there's lots of details of this. There's students that are the children of staff members at the school. Mm. Not really sure. I haven't really gotten those details at this point.
Yeah. But I guess at this point, it's not even really important where it came from. But before
no.
this issue and this complaint,
yes,
I'm using air quotes, and the union writing you this letter, tell me about what you had done in the past to keep those two worlds separately. Like, someone who knew you,
yeah,
as Kristen, would they have any indication if they weren't looking for you on TikTok or looking at women in bikinis on TikTok and stumbled upon one they knew?
So, I mean, my close family and friends, I would say most of them knew about it, mm-hmm, not in detail. They knew I was being cautious. You know, some of the safeguards I took was, well, obviously, alias name, mm-hmm, making sure none of the accounts were linked to my personal email or my work email, as well as my phone number. And in a lot of my socials, I had people blocked that I worked with.
Mm, makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I took some, now, of course, you're in British Columbia and the rules are probably a little different there, but
right.
Reviewed in Nova Scotia what the, like, kind of like the online and social media policy for a teacher,
yeah,
or a government employee would be. And it seems like in Nova Scotia, there's a different, they differentiate between, like, kind of you talking on behalf of the government and in your capacity as a government or employee, or directly or indirectly, versus your own personal use of social media. And it seems,
right,
to me like in Nova Scotia, what you're doing would be okay. Do you know, like,
yeah,
where the line is?
I know that in the agreement that I signed, it talks about conducting yourself appropriately on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much to this at, mm-hmm, this point. I think it's gonna I mean, it kind of comes down to how you define, like, what's your interpretation of inappropriate, right?
That's a good point.
And also, and then the argument could be made that, well, it wasn't Krista McDonald. Krista McDonald on social media always conducted herself appropriately. It was Ava James.
Mm.
She's a crazy one.
Yeah. Friggin' Ava. Always up to something.
Oof. Oof.
When you started, so you gave birth to Ava James. How long ago?
I thought you were going to ask me about my daughter. I was like, oh, we're going to give birth now.
Quick change of gears.
It's coming out of, oh, okay. Yes,
so
yes.
When Ava comes along, did you, yeah. Well, maybe tell me about what led to Ava coming along. And also, did you think, you know, could this get me in trouble? Like, was there ever that thought? Tell me a little bit about the background here.
I mean, obviously I had that thought just based on how I conducted, how I initially started Ava James with all the discretion that I used, right?
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, obviously there's a reason why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my mind, I kind of, you know, I was fearful of something like this happening. But along the way with, you know, the narrative of fear in my mind, there's also been the narrative of like, nope, I should be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when did you start Ava James?
So okay. It's been under a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a COVID project. Well, I guess COVID was kind of done by then.
Hey, I mean, this case is kind of like a COVID project. You want to talk about freedom?
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, another side of this case that's interesting is where I'm at in Nova Scotia, just 2 days ago, a strike, the union representing the EAs in Nova Scotia or in Halifax, the city I'm living in, just went on strike. And it's all about pay.
Good for
and,
them.
Yeah. And it's all surrounding pay. And I know personally, I have kids, and both of my kids interact with EAs and their jobs. And I know most of the EPAs that associated with my kids through their school have second jobs, work at grocery stores, Walmarts, bars, you know, these sorts of things. So it's, I think just seeing your story in the news coming out the day after they went on strike here in Nova Scotia tells something. So let me ask you, with all that said, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is Ava James about the money? Or is it a part of, like, do you need the money, or is it a part of you that, you know, you want to express and enjoy?
Yeah.
Like, what's the background and motivation?
I would say first and foremost, the money. I needed the money. And I wanted to have something where I didn't have to be out of the family home away from my daughter, where I could, sorry, I hope you're not seeing my sweat on camera there. You can edit that or keep it.
It's okay. Yeah, exactly. I wasn't going to sell that.
Yeah. I should bottle it up. JK, kind of. Yeah, so it certainly was about the money, is about the money. As an education assistant, I'm sure you've heard about the Vancouver housing prices, the
Hell
rent,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, here in Nova Scotia, in Halifax, we have a housing crisis because so many people from Vancouver are in BC are moving here because they can't afford to live out there. So yeah, I get it. They're rooming down here too.
I mean, what we make as education assistants, it's ridiculous. Like, I have colleagues that, you know, were working, like one of my colleagues I spoke to the other day, she had three kids. She was a single mom. She was working three jobs at one time. She was literally out of the house, like almost 24/7, you know, barely sleeping. What kind of quality of life is that?
Yeah. And
and these are people that have, in some cases, depending on the students you're working with, you have a lot of responsibility. We're doing tube feedings. We're doing blood sugar checks, you know. We're doing toileting. Like, these are all really important things and a lot of responsibility, but yet the pay is unlivable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the strike is about here in Nova Scotia. So again, it's very timely. When I saw your story in the news, I was like, oh my God, like, this is, you know, the whole thing in action.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, listeners, it's Mr. Ballin here, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new podcast. It's called Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. Why medical mysteries? Well, we've all been there, turning to the internet to self-diagnose our inexplicable pains, debilitating body aches, sudden fevers, and strange rashes. Though our minds tend to spiral to worst-case scenarios, it's usually nothing, but for an unlucky few, these unsuspecting symptoms can start the clock ticking on a terrifying medical mystery. Like the unexplainable death of a retired firefighter whose body was found at home by his son, except it looked like he had been cremated. Or the time when an entire town became ill with nausea and chills, and the local doctor chalked it up to being food poisoning until people started jumping from buildings and seeing tigers on their ceilings. Each terrifying true story will be sure to keep you up at night. Follow Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries wherever you get your podcasts. Prime members can listen early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
So, with Ava James existing as a way to maybe a bridge the gap between what you're paid and what you need. And obviously it's something you enjoy and you're comfortable with. Anyone who's, I've Absolutely. Done my research, so I've seen the photos. You don't seem unhappy doing it.
No, not at all.
And when you talk about whether or not it's appropriate, so of course you can have a second job to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. Who is going to decide what's appropriate and what's not? Because you could do what you're doing and you could go on OnlyFans and be your own boss and be home doing what you want to do and what makes you happy. You could also get a second job that underpays you, and you could be at Walmart where people are screaming at you and, you know, you're 100%. Working
and I could be
night.
Away from my child. Yeah, which you is know, thing.
Yeah. And in your case, there's certainly a taboo around even just the name OnlyFans. Oh, if you were on OnlyFans doing, you know, baking videos, people would be like, how dare
Thank
she?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it Thank doesn't... you. Yeah. No, you're right. And that, I mean, part of a lot of the conversations I'm having is about OnlyFans as a platform. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that you know mm-hmm. that OnlyFans started not for sex workers, not for, as they're saying, pornography. I don't love that word. But yeah, OnlyFans is a very secure platform. And in fact, like, I don't know if you watched the Pornhub documentary on Netflix.
I did, yeah.
Highly recommended. And it touched a little bit on how OnlyFans has kind of improved the pornography industry for women. But yeah, people, they don't know. They don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I have friends on OnlyFans who, you know, they don't tell anybody. They're scared for it to get out because of the stigma attached to it. And I know a lot of OnlyFans creators that, you know, they just sell their feet or they don't show any nudity or, you know, like everybody has their different boundaries.
But you get to set
those. It's all okay.
Yeah. But you get to set those boundaries. So there's.
And that is the beauty of it, right? Mm. It's putting women in control of their content and their bodies.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask Ava now, is just so I understand what people are so upset with Kristen about, what is it you do on OnlyFans? Like, again, the platform has all sorts of things. Some people sell their sweat. Some people sell their pictures of their feet. What are you doing on there?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to start selling my sweat now. Yeah.
I'll give
gave
you an
me
idea.
That idea. Yeah. Gave me that idea. Yeah. Along with my underpants. People are into it.
So what is, you know, you said pornography isn't something you don't like that word. When I think of pornography, I think nudity, multiple people together. Is that what's going on your OnlyFans or is it different?
On my profile, there is, my boobs are on there. You can see my boobs.
Okay. All right. But do you think that's what they have a problem with, your critics, the people who are threatening to take away your job if you don't take it down? Is it the nudity? Is it the platform? What is it?
I think it's a combination of, I think that the education system is very conservative. Mm-hmm. Okay. In Canada, I'm going to really throw this out there, but, I found an article today, actually, and it was, wrote it down here. It was basically about the secrecy and scandals of Canadian schools.
Okay.
And how they really try and protect the district before employees and students. Hmm. And there's been, there's been many times of this happening. And so, I mean, I think that's one piece. I think another piece too is like, my question is, okay, so if I get terminated for having an OnlyFans account, being a creator, are you also going to terminate your teachers for having an OnlyFans subscription account?
Huh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Let's keep it fair, and I'm sorry, but, this is shining the light on misogyny that still exists.
Yeah, it's a good point. But in your case, it was straight to, she will lose her job if she doesn't take this down. Is there any negotiation, or where does it stand now?
I don't really know at this point. Sorry, I'm just going to bottle up my sweat again. For sale. At this point, I'm not sure. I have a meeting with the district next week. Of course, my union will be attending with me. So not really sure, kind of going through the motions. I am on medical disability. Obviously, I mentioned I had spine surgery. So it's kind of unknown at this point when I'll be back to work, if I will be able to.
And what's like, what I saw online seemed to suggest Ava James isn't going anywhere. Are you willing to say that she's sticking around?
Oh, she's sticking around.
And is that out of principle, or is that because financially it makes more sense? Like what, or both?
I'd say both. Yeah, definitely both.
So if push comes to shove, you're not backing down.
No, sir. And I truly believe that this is an opportunity for growth,
In terms of people seeing this happen and the precedent kind of being set and the issue.
Exactly.
Being raised.
Yeah. The issue being raised. I think there's a lot of really interesting questions coming from this, and it's got a lot of different aspects. And I mean, too, everyone has a different opinion. And so, yes, we'll see, right?
I just want to hear about the media coverage. So in the last day, it seems like there's a major CBC article. I think everybody and their dog is weighing in on it, making memes, commenting
Crazy.
Online, sharing the articles. Your friends and family are seeing you become a mainstream celebrity overnight rather than a celebrity behind a paywall. What's that been like?
That's just to hear you say that is very odd, to be honest. I never had expected, to be honest, my thoughts before the first article came out, I was incredibly scared and insecure, and I was scared of the judgment and the public response. And I'll say it out loud. Like, I was scared of certain people knowing because of the stigma that's out there. And I had the people close to me, I had meltdowns being like, I don't know if I should do this. And, obviously I ended up doing it, and I've been really surprised and overwhelmed by the support that I'm receiving. So I totally appreciate that, but it certainly wasn't this thing of like, oh, I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to blow up and blah, blah, blah. Like I've totally been, just shocked at like how much interest there is in this situation.
If you're looking for a smoking gun, I can absolutely guarantee you, you will not find it.
In October 2001, a series of letters filled with a deadly powder called anthrax were dropped into the U.S. mail system. What started as an unprecedented case turned into an unsettling mystery. Who sent these deadly letters, and why? From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Josh Dean, and this is Cover Up Season 4, The Anthrax Threat, available now.
I just had, speaking of interest in the situation, I just have to ask, when I see this article get published, even the people underneath it are like, how dare she? I wonder what percentage of these people then try to find your content. What has happened since this has come out? Like, have you noticed an increase in interest in your services?
Certainly services. I need to put it out there. Hold on. I need to put it out there.
Product.
There we go. Okay. I need to put it out there because I'm getting some weird DMs. Like, hey, how much is a session? Like, OnlyFans platform is not prostitution. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's just not something I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. That makes sense. I used the wrong word.
Yeah.
Product. No,
that's okay.
I guess it's a service in some way.
I'm also probably pretty sensitive right now because I have gotten those really bizarre DMs.
Yeah, it's been a day, I think you could probably say.
Yeah, I was triggered. Triggered.
But people like Ava James is very prolific with sharing photos and communicating her life. So I guess the service you provide is sharing yourself with people who follow you. The product is the photos and such. But have you noticed an increase in interest? Because I'm sure both your people.
My Instagram has definitely. I mean, my followers on Instagram have certainly gone up. I mean, at first I was like, oh, you know, I'm only getting negative comments on the public articles. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's like you said, you have your hate followers who are just like commenting on photos to tell you you look bad or your lips look like a duck. And, you know, like one guy actually commented, he goes, ho, 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 three times. Like, dude, I got it the first time. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure that guy's a delight.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has any of the comments been hurtful? Like, is there anything you saw where you're like, oh, or has it been just like,
yeah, I mean, there was one comment and it sounds like somebody knew me personally at one point.
Okay.
And they said, they commented that my daughter wasn't an infant. Because through all of this, you're a parent, you understand, like our kids are a number one priority.
Hell yeah.
And I've tried to really keep her away from all of this. And so, yeah, she made a personal comment about my daughter. They made a personal comment about my daughter on a public page.
Okay, not cool.
No, really not cool. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Yeah. I mean, certainly I'm really trying to stay grounded through all of this, you know, I make a point of kind of shutting down, the socials at some point before bed and just kind of like, you know,
I'll deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bzz, on your bedside table.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen the haters. It seems to me that the response has been overwhelmingly in support
of
you. What kind of things are you seeing that are making you say like, people got my back, I can do this?
You know what? I've had some really amazing comments. You know, there's a teacher in Calgary, actually. She sent me this beautiful message. I read it on my Instagram yesterday. There's another person who is a music teacher and trans. They reached out and just said, you know, thank you so much. I felt discriminated against and harassed for a very long time. And I'm thinking of quitting my teaching job.
Ooh.
And So I think, you know, this is really a bigger picture. And like I said earlier, this is an opportunity for school districts to become more progressive, you know.
So we've talked a lot about Ava James, why you do it, what you do, how you do it, what the school board's problem may be with that. But there was something at one point that made you become an EA and get you into education.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you fear losing? Maybe talk to me a bit about why you chose at one point to work with children.
Yeah.
And do you have any fear of losing that?
Yes. Last time, sort of good. So I decided to become an education assistant. My brother's autistic. Mm-hmm. And you know, I spent my childhood years kind of sticking up for my brother and watching him, and he's actually done incredibly well, and he's fairly high functioning. But yeah, I always felt like I was able to connect with kids and teenagers. And also I was, you know, always compassionate for the vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm. Do you fear this battle to keep Ava James alive will sacrifice, you know, your ability to continue doing that work that's, you know, important and that you, you know, value? Is that a fear? Or do you think do you feel to making the point is worth it? Making the point of doubling down, holding the course.
I am a true optimist. So I am cautiously optimistic that we can set the precedent, and I can do both. And that has been kind of my statement throughout it all, is in this day and age, I should be able to be Ava James and to work in a school with children.
I want to thank you for joining Kristen and I for this discussion. Clearly, this is a complicated case, and given how the line between our personal and professional lives gets thinner every minute, this is a case that could be precedent setting. I'm going to be very interested to hear how the chips land in this one. But one thing I'm certain of, Ava James doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I know listeners of this show will have differing viewpoints on this topic, and I'd love to hear them. If you want to share your opinion on this situation, share it with me in a voice memo. You can send them via my website, nighttimepodcast.com, and I hope to hear from you. Now, I'm going to start wrapping up this episode, but before I do, let me give some thanks. First, a big thanks to Kristen for sharing some time with me and with you, the listeners of Nighttime. A big shout out to the internet's favorite cult leader, Unicole, who provides this series intro and outro voiceovers. And lastly, but most importantly, a massive thank you to everyone who's listening to Nighttime, as without your interest and your support, Nighttime would be as pointless as it would be impossible. Now, on the topic of support, let me thank the newest subscribers to the Nighttime Podcast premium feed. Michelle, Andrea, and the Second Line Parade, thank you for your generous support and for going premium. For anyone else who'd like to support the show, you can help keep Canada weird by sharing this episode on social media and letting all your odd friends know what we're up to here. If anyone listening has any story ideas, wants to give feedback on the show, or would like to contribute a voice memo to be aired and responded to in an upcoming episode, you can do all that and more at nighttimepodcast.com. I hope to hear from you. But until then, take care of each other, hug your loved ones tight, and let me know if you see anything weird.
The Nighttime Podcast is written, hosted, and produced by Jordan Bonaparte.
I said to my parents, don't trust her. I wouldn't listen.
Every family has a secret.
Joy Delaney, mother of four, has gone missing.
From the author of Big Little Lies comes a chilling new mystery to W.
You were an emotional chaos sinkhole, Amy, and I'm sick of it!
Starring Annette Bening.
Nobody can break your heart like your own children.
And Sam Neill.
She will come back. Here we go. Strap in.
Apples Never Fall. All new Thursdays, only on W. Stream on Stack TV.